On Friday, March 12, 1920, the Rhinelander Woman's Club gathered at the Teachers' Training College in the old Oneida County Courthouse for a special mock election. This wasn't just a simple exercise, it was the final exam for a citizenship class that aimed to prepare local women for their first opportunity to vote in a U.S. presidential election. The excitement was palpable, as these women were about to make history. 8 months earlier, on June 10, 1919, Wisconsin had proudly led the nation as the first state to ratify the 19th Amendment, ensuring that no one could be denied the right to vote based on gender. This was the result of decades of tireless work by suffragist groups who had been fighting for women's voting rights since 1846. As the 1920 presidential election approached, groups like the Rhinelander Woman's Club were determined to empower their members with the knowledge and confidence needed to cast their ballots. Local newspapers in Rhinelander kept residents informed about the amendment's progress, knowing it needed the ratification of 36 states to become law. Finally, in August of 1920, Tennessee became the pivotal 36th state to ratify the amendment, securing women's right to vote just in time for that fall's election. Although counties at the time didn't keep detailed voting records by gender, historians estimate that roughly 36% of eligible women cast their votes in that groundbreaking election. In Wisconsin, Warren G. Harding won every county in the state, with a historic number of votes cast by women, despite the difficulties that remained. This victory was a monumental step forward for women's rights, hard won after a long and challenging journey, and yet, it was only the beginning. Minority women's groups in particular faced ongoing struggles for full recognition, and it wouldn't be until 1980 when women voting numbers matched their male counterparts. But this achievement paved the way. Now, women not only have the right to vote, but also hold many of the highest offices in the land, even running for president. This legacy of courage and determination continues to inspire generations, as we remember an important mock election held in Rhinelander 104 years ago. I'm Carrie Bladorn, and this is a Northwoods Moment in History on WXPR.